the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi وقد أفنيت عمري في شلة السهو عنك وأبليت شبابي في سكرة التباعد منك إلهي فلم أستيقظ اغتراري بك وركوني إلى سبيل سخطك.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer. إلهي وقد أفنيت عمري في شرة السهو عنك. My Lord, I have spent my entire lifetime in being negligent to you. وَأَبْلَيْتُ شَبَابِي فِي سَكْرَةِ التَّبَاعُدِ مِنْكِ. And I have spent my whole youth with the stupor of being distant from you. In this excerpt, being distant from the Almighty Allah in the days of youth has been called as a kind of stupor. So, of course, there are some different kinds of stupors more dangerous than the stupor of things like intoxicants. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, سُكْرُ الْغَفْلَةِ وَالْغُرُورِ أَبْعَدْ إِفَاقَةً مِنْ سُكْرِ الْخُمُورِ. Stupor of negligence and heedlessness will take longer to be removed from the body than the stupor of intoxicants. So there are different kinds of stupors that a true servant needs to be aware of. Imam Ali alayhi salam elsewhere says that there are four kinds of stupors: sukru sharab, sukru al-mal, sukru al-nawmi, wa sukru al-mulk. Stupor of intoxicants, stupor of wealth, stupor of sleepiness, and the stupor of reigning and ruling. Also, the Holy Quran, talking about one kinds of these stupors, says, لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. By your life, they were bewildered in their drunkenness. What is important in this case is that whatever these stupors are, they kind of make us distant from the Almighty Allah that can be so dangerous for the human beings. We all ask the Almighty Allah to help us and to make our hearts aware of His presence at any time.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places, on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
In the next excerpt, dear listeners, we read, إِلَهِ فَلَمْ أَسْتَيْقِظْ أَيَّامَ غُتِرَارِ بِكَ وَرُكُونِ إِلَى سَبِيلِ سَخَطِكَ. My Lord, I did not wake up from my delusions, and I did not desist from pursuing the path of your displeasure. Sometimes the human beings are so distant from the Almighty Allah, sometimes they are so lost in their own delusions, that only death can wake them up, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam suggests, "الناس نيام فإذا ماتوا انتبهوا." Most of the people are asleep. When they die, they will wake up. This is the result of the previous part we discussed earlier, dear listeners. The result of being heedless. The result of being negligent to our Lord. In fact, one of the reasons we are highly recommended by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to talk to our Lord using the transmitted supplications and the ones that run and flow on our own tongues is to be aware of the presence of the Almighty Allah. And this is one of the most important requisites for the acceptance of a prayer. Because the reality of prayer is lying in the turning of the heart towards the Almighty Allah. So if the heart of the supplicant becomes occupied with other than Allah, of the worldly distractions, then the supplicant has not been able to actualize the reality of prayer. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, "Indeed Allah does not accept the prayer which rises from the back of a heedless heart." He alayhi salam has also said, "When you invoke Allah, turn to Him with your heart and then be confident of the response." This from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is teaching us that one of the conditions of acceptance of a prayer is to turn with our hearts to the Almighty Allah, which is the reality of supplication. Therefore, the heart of a supplicant must turn toward Allah and be attentive to Him during the prayers. And as our tradition suggests, we must always turn to Allah even when we are not reading and reciting these transmitted supplications. Negligence and heedlessness both are referred to in our traditions as lahw and sahw interchangeably. Sometimes we also have the concept of hardness of the heart or qaswatul qalb, and they are all from among the hurdles which stop the heart from attaining the state of turning towards Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يقول لك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان